It was 2 years ago here in the Archdiocese of Portland that the Encounter School of Ministry opened up a satellite school, and it's at Christ the King. And joining me today, coming off of an incredible national conference, she's here to invite you to an opportunity to learn more this summer. Janice Adkins is joining me today. She is the new director of the Encounter School of Ministry Portland campus, and she's going to tell us all about the wonderful summer intensive that's coming up in just a few weeks. Good morning, Janice. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to talk to you. I've been familiar with you and your work and all that's going on in the campus ministry because the Good Deacon has been a part of this satellite campus. You are doing amazing work there. So for our listeners, please introduce yourself and tell me how you became involved with Encounter Ministries.
Yes, so my name is Janice Adkins. I am the director of the Encounter School of Ministry Portland campus. And how I became involved with Encounter was actually 3 short years ago. I was at a school of healing that was being put on at St. Joseph the Worker there in Portland. And never being exposed to Encounter or anything about Encounter, I had a dear friend. His name was Kevin Monetti, and he was actually the previous director of the school. And Kevin's so beautiful, and he's always welcoming and inviting everyone he knows to these type of events. And so I had actually just gone through a really intense traumatic event where I broke my ankle. And I had to have surgery on it. And so I was laid up in bed for like 2 months. And during that time, I just was really in deep dialogue with the Lord. So I was a working woman. I was working 60 hours a week. And I also had 5 children at home and, you know, really just prided myself in my identity as, you know, people say superwoman, right? Like I was working and I was doing motherhood and wife and whatnot, but kind of came to a crossroads of my life where the Lord was like, girl, what are you doing? So here I am in bed, and after my surgery, I was actually having complications where my body was not healing properly, and I was in intense pain, and the pain was only getting worse, and the pain medication was not helping. So I found myself taking more and more and more medication just to try to help with the pain. You know, growing up, so I'm a cradle Catholic. I'm 1 of 10, and grew up, you know, going to Catholic church and Catholic school, and I knew that Jesus healed. I just didn't know if he was still healing today, if that makes any sense. But I thought, yeah, I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. So I went to this event with not really a whole lot of expectation, but I just knew like I could not carry on with the amount of pain and suffering that I was currently going through, and even just emotional pain and suffering too. And so when I was at that event, I remember sitting in the pew just crying out to Jesus. Like, I had just gone through a pretty bad miscarriage as well. So I was just like crying out to Jesus, like, what is going on with my body? And where are you right now? And I just remember saying like, Lord, I cannot cope with the pain anymore. And I need your help. I need your healing love and your guidance. And it was during the corporate prayer that we were praying, and all of a sudden I felt an intense electricity come through my leg and this warm, like warming sensation. And as I looked down, because I had my boot off, because I guess part of me had some faith because I'm already getting ready, taking my boot off, like, you know, like, let's go, let's do this thing. So as I was looking down at my foot, all of the pain and the nerve issues that I was having dissipated instantly. And so in that moment, I realized not only is Jesus, you know, Lord and King, but Jesus is still actively healing people today.
Yeah, Janice, I'd love to ask you this, because I think that when we open up the Bible and we read of the miracles that Jesus did, and then we read in the Acts of the Apostles and how they went out and healed people and cast out demons, that we put in our minds this parameter that, yes, there were miracles, but that was something for another time. That we, in this modern world, there is a medicine that is there to cure us. And we just, miracles aren't a thing that happened. But what we understand, and I think what you talk about in Encounter Ministries, is that we are all called to still be a part of God's miracles that happen every day.
In the gospel in Mark chapter 16, it speaks upon that, right? It says that these signs will accompany those who believe. And in my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will lay out their hands over the sick and they will recover. So I, in my head, understood that, you know, from a biblical context, but you don't necessarily see that in your everyday life in the church, right? And so there's almost a sense of disconnect, like, oh yes, that happened back then. Or maybe that happens with select few, like the saints that we've read about in the past. But I, as just kind of a lay Catholic Christian, you know, don't see that in my everyday life prior to becoming involved in Encounter Ministry. So I can definitely say in this past 3 years, that is no longer a part of my vocabulary. I, on a weekly basis, see miracles happen all around me, and it's so good and it's so beautiful, and it's a testament to the Lord's, you know, divine power, but also to his divine love that he has for his children. He's a good dad. Like, I've seen, you know, a hangnail restored versus, you know, people getting out of their wheelchairs and walking type of thing. So it's nothing too small or too big for him, and he just wants to pour out his love upon us.
No, oh, that's beautiful. And those physical healings do happen, but there's also a very intense inner healing of the soul that happens through Encounter Ministries. Joining us today is Janice Atkins. She is the director of the Encounter Ministries Portland Satellite School. They have a very exciting event coming up. It is their summer intensive. It's happening August 1st and 2nd. It will be at Christ the King Church in Milwaukee. Janice is joining us today to invite the entire community to this event so you can learn more. Janice, there is more I want to talk to you about, to very specifically to know what happens at this summer intensive. I'm already against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Encounter Ministries, there is a satellite school, and you can come together and learn more about it at an upcoming event. Their summer intensive is happening August 1st and 2nd. Joining us today to tell you more about it, it is the campus director, Janice Atkins. Janice, thanks so much for staying with me today.
Absolutely.
Janice, you were in attendance along with the Good Deacon and so many, actually, from that Portland school. The recent National Encounter Conference happened. More than 4,500 participants were there, 50 deacons, 200 priests, 5 bishops. Tell us a little bit about how that gathering was.
Oh, yes. The gathering was so beautiful. Instantly, as you entered into that space, you just saw people, like, hungry for more. And you saw the Holy Spirit moving throughout the atmosphere so tangibly. For me, it was like a foretaste of what heaven is going to be like. And you look everywhere and there's just complete love and joy and peace surrounding everyone and on everyone's faces. And it was like, wow, this, you know, it just was like, wow, this is so beautiful to see. And I can't wait for heaven. So very powerful time together and the Holy Spirit was definitely moving through that space.
Janice, the school just completed its second year. A group of people gone through a 2-year program. How is the Portland school going now that, this next year is done?
Yeah, it's really beautiful to see our first group of students graduate and to kind of just hear what their next steps are. So one thing that Encounter Ministries is really big on is not necessarily growing a big ministry and having people stick around. It's more about pouring into people and growing really large people for the Lord and then releasing them to the world in their sphere of influence. So as part of the leadership team, it was really wonderful to see our students transform and blossom and just to see what their next steps are and their dreams that they're kind of unfolding and living out with the Lord. So it was really beautiful to be able to be a part of that and to see them go forward.
Janice, coming up on August 1st and 2nd, it is your summer intensive. So the school itself is 2 years, but people can kind of get a taste of what is involved in the school. Tell me about what happens at the summer intensive.
Yeah, so at the summer intensive, it's a retreat-style weekend where participants can come and experience a couple of sessions from the first four quarters of our school. So they'll get a little bit of a taste of identity and transformation, hearing the Lord's voice and the prophetic gifts of the Holy Spirit, power and healing. And then we finish up the weekend on a little bit of inner healing. So it kind of just gives you a good foundation of what the Lord is kind of inviting people into. And it's a good time to discern as well, you know, is the Lord calling me into more? And I even have a lot of people who are like, I'm not interested necessarily in the school per se, but I want to come and just experience because the Lord always has something for each participant, right? As we give him our yes, he's working out within us what he wants for our mission as disciples of him.
Janice, for people who are listening to us right now, they want to get a little bit of information about it. Where can they go online and just kind of read about it? Maybe is there a place where they can go to ask questions?
Yeah, so if they go online to encounterschool.org/Portland, they'll see a link for the summer intensive right there on our landing page. So they could click on that link and it gives them a good schedule of what the weekend will look like. And then if they have any more questions beyond that, they can reach out to email one of the leadership team members on there as well.
And then Janice, for those who are like, this is, I think, what I have been looking for, and they want to go online and register, just give us a little bit of an outline about how those days of the intensive are going to run.
Yeah, so we'll gather together. Our first day is on Friday, August 1st, and doors will open at 4:30. Worship begins at 5, and that'll be our identity and transformation that night, so those sessions. And then the evening officially ends at 9 p.m., but from 9 to 10, for those who are hungry and desiring, we will be offering prayer ministry from some of our trained ministers. And they can receive prayer, in regards to just what the Lord has on his heart for them, or even just asking for physical things or whatever. So that'll happen. And then we'll resume Saturday morning, August 12th or 2nd. And doors will open at 8:30 in the morning. Worship begins at 9 a.m. And so we'll definitely have lunch breaks throughout there as well. And during that time, we'll go over the hearing God's voice and prophetic gifts and power and physical healing. And then we'll resume again after dinner to wrap it up with the inner healing. I do want to say as well, there is a vigil mass at 5:30 during the dinner break at Christ the King there, which is on our campus. So for those who are interested in attending the vigil mass, that will be an option as well. And then once again, night closes at 9 p.m., and then we'll wrap it up with extended healing prayer from 9 to 10 p.m.
It sounds exactly like the title. It is a very intense and focused weekend. Janice, from the summer intensive, then, are people invited into the school, or is this a replacement for the school? How did the two relate?
You know, both of those options are available. So as people pray and discern and ask the Holy Spirit for their guidance, the Holy Spirit might be drawing them in and asking, you know, them to enter into that discipleship and that fellowship. I know that there's been many people who have done that as well. But I've also had some people who are like, you know, I don't feel like the Lord's calling me into this, but at the same time, it's really nice just to hear how the Holy Spirit is working throughout the church. And I like to tell people as well, because when I started the school as a student, I honestly wasn't signing up for the 2-year commitment, because it is a year, a 2-year school, right? I was signing up because in that space and time, I was a pretty broken person and I really just needed to hear the Lord's love for me. And so I was just committing for the first quarter and I wasn't sure where it would take me after that. So I just want to encourage, you know, participants as well. It's not like, oh, you're committing for 2 years. Like the Lord is moving and working throughout you, and he's going to be guiding and directing you exactly what he wants for you. So I just want to encourage people for that.
And then lastly, Janice, before our time is up today, who are you inviting to join you on this summer intensive? I mean, do you have to be just well instructed in our Catholic faith, or maybe somebody who's been away for a while or doesn't really know quite how to enter into this? Are they open to attending as well?
So I'm inviting anybody who's hungry for more, who's hungry for more transformation, more of God's healing love and power, you know, so for our Catholic brothers and sisters, but also for our Christian brothers and sisters as well. One big thing that we're really big at Encounter is Christian unity. So, you know, you don't have to be well-versed in your faith. The Lord has more for anybody who gives him his yes or their yes and who is desiring it. So I would say if it's on your heart for more, then he's inviting you into this space.
Well, Janice, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm sure that it will be an amazing weekend for those who attend. And thank you so much for joining us today and giving us your time.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
And again, that is Janice Adkins. Now, the Encounter School of Ministry Portland campus, their 2-day summer intensive is coming up on August 1st and 2nd. It will be happening at Christ the King Church in Milwaukee. Now, if you are interested in finding out more information and looking at the registration, I will be sure to add a link that will get you right to their webpage. You can find out all the details for yourself. And that link will be on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.